Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us on the program, we have Dr. Alexander Lyon, a PhD and professor of communication at SUNY Brockport, and an author, consultant, and speaker specializing in leadership and workplace communication. For the last two decades, he's consulted or spoken for the likes of Nike, Google, Visa, and the Center for Homeland Defense and Security. Lyon also hosts the 490,000-plus subscriber YouTube channel Communication Coach Alex Lyon and is the founder of Communication Coach Academy. Dr. Alex Lyon and Julian Miravelle, a PhD also, are co-authors of their new book, Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effective Change. And Dr. Lyon, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome as well. Thanks for your time. So let's kick things off with this. What positive communication behaviors make the most difference for leaders today?
Well, in our book, we really nail it down to six key positive communication behaviors. The first is greeting. Greeting opens a line of communication. It doesn't just help you connect with people socially and politely, but it sets up the next task-oriented conversation that you're going to have. So you have to greet people. We notice in communication that greeting is the first thing to go when we have tension with other people. The second behavior is asking questions to discover the unknown. This is how we connect with people, draw them out, and get to know them on a more personal and well-rounded level. The third is complimenting. And really, this is positive feedback. We recommend giving five bits of positive feedback for every one bit of corrective feedback. So that 80-20 ratio. That way you build up a reservoir of goodwill so that when you have to have those difficult conversations, you have a foundation of a good connection with people. The fourth is self-disclosure. Disclosing about information about yourself so other people can get to know you and see you as a whole person. And that encourages them to do the same. The fifth is encouraging. When people are suffering, when they're hurting, when they're stressed, when they're burned out, it's important to give them words of encouragement, especially as a leader, to buoy them up a little bit and support them in those difficult times. And the sixth one is listening. Listening is that key communication behavior that really pulls all the others together, where you have to connect with people, empathize, hear them out, so that you then, as a leader, have a better way to respond in a helpful way.
Certainly some rich information to kick things off here today. Thanks for that. And to take that even further, why is positive communication so critical for leaders?
Well, right now, Eric, as you probably realize, and as many listeners will realize, the workplace is not all that of an encouraging, positive, enriching place for many people, where there's a lot of turnover lately in the past several years, and people are complaining that they don't feel supported, they don't feel valued. So, and there's a lot of turnover, so that people's relationships are getting fragmented as well. So now is the time for leaders to say, well, what can I do differently? How can I adapt? And one of the key ways we believe is through more positive communication. It's really about building relationships, establishing relationships, and not counting on your managerial authority to drive people and get things done, but rather to build connections with people and draw out the best in them and really level up the best in your own leadership skills.
Now, looking at the workplace, and you mentioned earlier how discouraging it is. So how can you create a positive workplace environment for everyone?
Yeah, it is a big challenge. There's no magic wand, but I would say the first step is to lead by example. So there's no way you're going to make a change unless, as the leader, you put these kinds of habits into practice and really take connection, relationship, and positive communication seriously. If you don't do it, nobody else is going to believe you when you say that they should do it. It's a little bit like yelling at your people to have better customer service when you're treating them poorly. They're not going to step up and do that if you're treating them poorly. So you have to lead by example. But then the second way is to integrate many of these behaviors at the team level. So for example, greeting, the first behavior or asking questions. These are things we think of as interpersonal skills, but we can do these in a team setting. For example, when we get to meetings, instead of just rushing into task-driven behaviors, you can take time to connect for a few minutes and make some small talk among everybody, because that social connection there builds trust more quickly, and then you can move on to task-oriented jobs with more cohesiveness. Same thing with asking good questions. A lot of times we do these sort of playful, fun icebreakers when we do them, or we don't even do the icebreakers. We just skip right to task. But if you take the time in the opening of a meeting to have a meaningful icebreaker, a meaningful question of the day where people can disclose and get to know each other at the team level, once we begin to see each other as whole human beings and connect with that common humanity that all of us share, we're going to be able to respect each other, enjoy each other's company, get to know each other, and then ultimately work to more effectively and build a better team culture. If you just stay in your role, this is my job title, this is my role, this is all I do, then you're never really going to be able to connect, because it's very difficult to connect with somebody when we see them as a mere job title. We have to see them as whole human beings, and doing these six behaviors we mentioned earlier is a way to begin that at the team level.
Certainly appreciate all the information and insight shared so far, and for your joining us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Alexander Lyon. He's a PhD, a professor of communication at SUNY Brockport, and an author, consultant, and speaker specializing in leadership and workplace communication. And Dr. Alex Lyon is the co-author of the new book, Positive Communication for Leaders: Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can you create a highly cohesive team, looking at the team here?
Well, very similar to what we were just talking about a moment ago. Over time, what we have found is when you make these kinds of relationship deposits and begin practicing these communication skills as habits, your team will grow to be more cohesive. It does not happen overnight. And one of the criticisms that we often get is really a misunderstanding of what positive communication is about. My co-author Julian Mirivel and I always hear, all right, well, you know, how quickly am I going to get results from this? Or how can I make other people do this on my team? And this is not really some kind of quick fix. Relationship building is, there's no way to do that quickly. There's no shortcuts. You have to make the investment. But over time, we have found that when people connect more interpersonally, and also they build trusting relationships as a team, then their work processes get more cohesive. We develop a trust, a shorthand way of communicating with each other and dealing with each other, rather than micromanaging, double checking. Those are the opposite of what we want if we're looking for a cohesive team. So the glue that holds it all together is respect for relationships, appreciation for other people, and you're going to get that way through communication. As my co-author and I often say, communication is not merely communicating information from A to B. That's like a very traditional way to view it. Really, communication is creative. It creates relationships. So if you communicate in a helpful, encouraging, positive way, then you're creating that type of relationship. And that's where the cohesiveness comes in, when you establish those common elements in your team relationships.
Good stuff shared right there. Really do appreciate that. Lastly, Dr. Lyon, how can you use the power of positive communication to affect real change?
Well, the good news is that these six behaviors have been validated in quantitative studies by another research team. We didn't tell them to do it or pay them to do it, but they took the model and they looked at it in professional settings, and they showed that these leadership behaviors really do make a difference. These are the behaviors that change things. And when you practice these over time, of course, you're going to start to see other people imitating them and taking them on as their own in an authentic way. And the good news is that the benefits come with that. So when people communicate positively and leaders are doing this on their teams, engagement goes up, disappointment and dissatisfaction go down, productivity goes up, initiative goes up, turnover goes down. We essentially get all of the benefits that we hope for in leadership development and it reduces all of the downsides. So these behaviors, these are not just randomly picked. You know, these are the ones that have been road tested and research verified, these six behaviors. And these are really the ones that if you had to reduce it to just six, then each one of these is indispensable.
Once again, Dr. Lyme, we want to thank you for joining us here today on the program. And of course, you are the co-author of the book, Positive Communication for Leaders. If listeners wanted to pick up this book and or to get more information on yourself and or the book, where's the best place to do so?
They can find it on Amazon, of course, or they can visit the website, positivecommunicationforleaders.com.
And of course, listeners, as always, for your convenience, you can find this link and other links pertaining to this broadcast on the broadcast page. Again, Dr. Lyon, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Alexander Lyon. He's a PhD and a professor of communication at SUNY Brockport and an author, consultant, and speaker specializing in leadership and workplace communication. Again, he is the co-author of the new book, Positive Communication for Leaders, Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Affecting Change. And for all the details, simply visit alexanderlyon.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.